Welcome to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts, where we have unfiltered conversation with trained comedians. I'm your host, Sharonda Jacobs. Welcome everybody to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts. Tonight we have...
I'm Lady Tuesday Littleton.
And...
Big Shad the Dead.
So today we're going to talk about the holidays, since the holidays is coming up. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. So, what are your plans for the holidays?
That's a tough one. It's not going to be the same because even though my husband passed last year after Thanksgiving, this is my first Thanksgiving without him. So, it's going to be just rough. I think I'm just going to get my footies and some wine and just ball up.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
What about you, Seth?
I'm just chilling.
You not cooking? You don't be frying no turkeys or nothing like that?
Nah.
See, I don't know anybody who fries turkeys. I used to. My daughter has a peanut allergy, and everybody used peanut oil.
Yeah.
So, can't do the peanut. But I knew a person who did it with, like, sunflower oil or safflower oil,
yeah,
something
safflower.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get those turkeys because she could eat that. But everybody do it with peanut oil, so I can't mess around. But... yeah, the holidays are going to suck this year.
So, anybody going Black Friday sales?
I don't need nothing that they selling on Black Friday. TVs for $2 and...
$2?
Walmart had LG 65-inch for $100. I do not need that. Even though that's something I may, you know, everybody want to go get. But who needs a flat screen? Who needs another TV? I think everybody Black Friday TV'd already to death.
So they be having laptops. They have, what else they be having on sale? But you might as well wait to Cyber Monday, though.
But do the strippers go be on sale? Do they have Black Friday? Like... half off
lap dances.
Yeah, half off or Black Friday lap
Black
dances.
Black Friday, you got to get it between 6 a.m. and 10 a.m. No, well, since they be out at night, 6 p.m. and 10 p.m.
Freaks come out at night. I don't know. What are people doing on the holiday?
What do people have to be thankful for?
Do people have money? Is this the year where people have money to do stuff? Is everybody struggling? Is everybody balling out of control? What's going on?
Because aren't we out of control?
But aren't we, like, right now at the tip, the front line of a recession? Aren't we getting ready to swing into the recession?
Yeah, I guess.
So then everybody will be holding on to their coins.
Somebody got some money.
Well,
the government gonna get them money again? They'll be balling out of control.
Yeah, but with that new crypto scandal.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting ready to be a lot of lawsuits, so it's going to be shook up for the holidays.
But I don't know if y'all know, but, you know, Amazon took a huge, huge loss. They lost.
Wow.
On their stock was like a down, what was it? I think it was like $1 billion or something they lost.
Yeah, but they just acquired MGM, so how they lose it?
I don't know, but it was
MGM
in the news.
MGM is the business.
I know it was in the news, though, that they had lost a lot of money. I mean, it's tight. When Lyft gets a laying off.
And how do they lay off? I thought that was an
unemployment
contractor. I thought you were an independent contractor. You a Lyft driver? Part time? Do you do that? You know anybody who does it?
I don't.
Oh, or what's the other one?
Uber. Everybody say Uber is better.
Is it that they pay more?
I think they pay better, yeah. I think
they have benefits and all that too, or are they?
I thought they had
par?
Combined, but I guess I was wrong.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
But I mean, I'm thankful
for
life,
air, breathing in and out.
My grandbabies,
that's
my
good.
Children,
yeah,
my family and friends. I'm glad. I'm just thankful. I mean, I hope that I live to be here for the holiday. It would be nice.
Yeah, I know. Tomorrow is my boy Courtney G's going home service. That was a rough one because I watched the video of P people who weren't going to be there, but were like sending love and saying, you know, nice stuff. I was able to submit one too. And I didn't realize how sad I looked giving my condolences, because he was one of the people that would call me and check on me when my husband passed. So then not to have him texting and calling me, it's weird to have to like call his family and text his family basically the same thing. Stay strong. My prayers are with you. You know, sending love from my family to your family. It's crazy.
Well, I had never heard of him, so.
Yeah, Courtney G, that was, man, Courtney was funny. Courtney was funny.
And I know, Sid, you just went to, who's the man?
Who's the man?
Yeah, Fred just went to somebody's funeral.
It was a comedian?
Well, you went to something, somebody had passed away. And you performed at the thing the other day.
I performed at a funeral?
No, it might not have been a funeral, but it was something for some guy that had just passed away.
Oh, yeah. A brother from the...
I don't?
Yeah, French Quarters, Ernest.
I don't know.
From Louisiana. He owned the French Quarter Club.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you, they had a memorial for him?
No, it was just a show that they screwed through every month up there.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was like in honor of him?
Yeah, because he owned the club and, you know.
Okay.
You know.
So. Yeah, no, it's, I don't know what's happening. I don't know. It just feels like it's a lot closer. It's happening a lot more. I don't know, because it's been like so many people that I know. It's not just like just people that I heard of or people I used to watch on TV. No, it's people that I actually know. And this is everybody's first Thanksgiving without these people. This is going to be their first Christmas. See, last year was my first Christmas without my husband. This is going to be my second Christmas without him.
And your first Thanksgiving.
This is my first Thanksgiving. Yeah. So we had our last Thanksgiving together last year. And then he died 6 hours after my birthday.
And that's coming up, right?
Yeah. Me and Jay-Z, me and Jigga, that nigga, we got the same birthday, December 4th. And I'm trying to be toe up so I can just sleep to December 6th.
Why December the 6th?
Nothing. But December the 5th, that's when Dee passed.
Okay.
So I don't really want to be conscious. I want to just kind of sleep through that. You know, it's... And I've been having anxiety about it. Because it's coming. Rapidly. Coming, you know?
You are listening to Sitting on the Couch with the Comedy Convicts.
What do you normally cook, though, for the holidays? Or... What's the menu that your family...
I don't cook anymore like that. Well, I cook... No, I take that back. We cooked last year. But I did about 8 Cornish hens and did the macaroni and cheese dressing. Just the basic greens, cabbage, and we did...
Okay, so do you put ham hocks in your greens?
No, I don't eat pork or beef, so I put only turkey.
So you put smoked turkey?
Smoked turkey.
And you know what's funny
wings
about that?
Wings or legs or whatever.
People will say, oh, I don't eat pork, which that's cool. But
a lot of
the smoked turkey wings got more salt in them than the pork.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that's made from pork that we don't even know that's made from pork. That's why I don't eat certain chips and Jell-O and different things like that.
Yeah, if you don't know what stuff is made out of, you'll be ducking and dodging everything.
But that's why I don't eat turkey bacon anymore, because I didn't realize how much salt was on that.
Oh, yeah. Turkey... is a meat that needs so much seasoning. If you've ever used ground turkey, you gotta put like garlic, onion, bell pepper. Like you have to season up that meat so much. Without it, it's gross. And see, people use those smoked turkey wings for greens and different things during the holidays. And that has more salt than using the fatback or the ham hock or any, I mean, if salt is the issue, never mind pork, but if salt is the issue, it's more salt because they are injecting that into that piece of meat. That's a hard thing. I'm just going to eat the back of a pig's ass and call it a day. I don't eat beef. I eat everything.
I wish I had deer meat.
Was in a plane crash. So
I wish I had some deer meat. I love deer meat.
Oh, venison?
Yes, I love deer meat. And
do
lamb.
Do you hunt?
And not no more, not out here. If I was back in Georgia, I probably would.
Hey, you hunt, Seth? You fish? You never hunt?
You fish?
Oh, yeah. See, we go back to my property in Alabama. You can hunt.
What city?
Tuscaloosa.
I got family there.
We can go and hunt deer,
yeah,
rabbit, and fish in Black Warrior and catch whatever. Because, you know, Black Warrior, everything will swim through Black Warrior. So you can't just be like, oh, we're going to get.
I never heard of that fish before.
Huh?
I never heard of that.
What?
Black Warrior?
Mm-hmm. It's a like a river. It connects from the ocean. It's a small like river. So everything's, you'll catch anything coming through there. It's not just like it'll be like one fish, one type of fish. You can catch some of everything. You can catch red snapper. You can catch catfish, you know, and everything will be wild caught, you know. And then, because CD, he used to go fishing there. He skin everything, mm-hmm, fillet everything, and all I had to do was cook it. Even with hunting the deer. He'd pop a deer in the ass. Then his cousin come over, because it's like you got to hang it, yeah, upside down. You got to let all that blood, yeah, come out. Yeah. You got to rip all it. I mean, it is a process that is extremely gross, but I'm down with the meat. And a lot of times, people don't like the slaughter, but they like the meat. You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm down with it.
Yeah. You ever got hit by a deer?
No.
The car?
No.
Oh, my God.
And I've been praying that that I never see that the deer in the headlights.
One day, my husband was driving down the road, and one hit our car, I mean, his car, and
like it ran out the road?
It ran out, and it tore his whole front, yeah, end. So we had to file uninsured motorist.
Is that what you do? Oh, I never knew that. Okay.
We had to file uninsured motorist.
That's game, because, nah.
My neighbors used to shoot squirrels and eat them, and they put them on the grill.
They would eat possum.
Oh no.
And
coon.
What's that one that balls up?
Porcupines?
No.
Armadillo. Armadillo. Yeah.
And I'm like, isn't that mostly?
I don't go that
shell
far.
Or something like that's not really like a whole lot of meat. But
I don't see how people eat squirrel, though, and you just shoot them straight out the tree, and they would just take them and put them right on the grill. Now, I like my oysters on the grill.
But where are you getting oysters from?
At the store. We used to buy it by the bushels, though.
Down there in the South, you could go, yeah, get them out the water.
Well, I wasn't doing all that. It was easier to buy them at the grocery store. In the bag. He bought a whole bag about this tall. Easier. Look, the bag be about this tall.
Mm-mm.
You put them on the grill.
No, you go get them out the water.
Well, yeah.
When you in the South, it's everything. You go get those.
That's what we were in the
go
South.
Get those crawfish. Yeah, but I'm saying you don't go to the store and buy them. You go Lazy. Get them.
Not me.
Everything is right there. You go get it. Mm-mm. Man, this, living in the South, we lived off the land. We had peanut. We had a pecan tree.
I had a bunch of them in my yard.
We have a fig tree. Full garden.
Now, my grandmother-in-law everything. Had a fig. She had a fig tree, and she used to make fresh fig Newtons.
Those are the best. Oh, those are the God. Best. Compared to the ones that's in the grocery store.
And I never knew that pecans, you have a girl one and you have a boy one. It's two different types.
What's that look like?
they the regular nuts, but it's just the way.
I'm like, look like a penis just, and a vagina when you crack them open?
It's the...
I'm like,
it's the size of them, and it's
is it the shape?
It's not so much the shape, it's like more the size. No, it was like just the size, from my understanding. Oh. I guess like the boy might be a little bigger than the girl. I gotta
do some homework on that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know. No, my pecan tree got struck by lightning.
Really?
And for 2 years, no nuts, nothing. And we used to have squirrels. You could hear squirrels running across the roof.
Yeah.
Because they'd be getting all the nuts. Nothing. We didn't hear nothing. And I was like,
my kids used to go in the backyard and pick nuts, pick the pecans, and then they would take them, like, down the road, and then it was, like, a pecan factory, and you take them over there, and they would come back with, like, $30, $40. Sometimes they have just a book bag, and they would come back with $30. It depends on how much the pecans is going for that particular year. Because, you know, sometimes it varies. They might be low, they might be high. So they was higher then. Sometimes they would take those painter buckets full of them and go take them to the pecan factory.
Wow.
My family would be like, can you send me some pecans? I said, you better talk to the kids. They out there. Hey. I ain't out there picking them. Neighbors, people used to walk past our house like, can we? Yeah, because I don't want to go out there and pick them.
Yeah, man, we used to get them. They would hit the ground. Once the tree started, I think the tree, like, healed. Once it healed, and I thought it was dead. Once it got hit by lightning, I thought that was it. Because it burned it. You could see. Yes. And so I was like, oh, the tree is dead. That's it. It's a wrap. 2 years later, started seeing the nuts
come back.
I was like, uh-oh, we got action. Mm-hmm. I'm about to make this bourbon chocolate pecan pie.
I've never eaten a pecan pie.
How is that possible?
I don't know. And everybody around me in Georgia was cooking pecan pies, and I would never eat them.
I don't know how.
But I just taste my first. God. The Muslims that be outside selling the pot. I just tasted my first bean pot back in, was it December? No, last year.
I don't fancy bean pie.
I never had a bean pie until recently.
Yeah, I don't fancy that pie. I'll eat it, but it's not like I'm going out there looking for the brothers.
Okay.
They was having a debate about, for the holidays, is it pumpkin or sweet potato? So that's when it was funny, because that's when you see the races divide. Because then it's like, oh, you know, it's pumpkin going down over here. Well, you know, the pecan is popping over here. You know, and they were like, pecan. Is it sweet potato or is it pumpkin? And somebody said they taste the same. You are not in this group anymore. Your vote is irrelevant.
But that's like everybody was the hype with the Patti LaBelle pies. I mean, I know family members that make those pies, and they be bomb.
I never had one of those pies, and it was a hype for that for a
while.
It
was a real big hype.
She made a gang of money. Yes. She made a gang
of money.
They
still in Walmart.
Yeah, but when they first hit, it was like you couldn't find them.
Because remember that boy did that commercial? He did the little Patty Pie commercial or whatever. It wasn't like a real commercial, but he was on Facebook or Instagram.
I remember her on Oprah.
No, so some boy did her song, did the pie, and they say that's when the pipe started hyping up, and he was mad at Patty LaBelle. I think he was trying to sue her because she didn't give him the money or the recognition or something. It was just a bunch of mess about that pie, but I was like, I don't even think that pie that good. And I know people saying they had diarrhea when they ate it, and
because
they weren't cooking it. They weren't putting it in the oven. They was just buying it and eating it straight out the box.
So how you going to be mad at Patty when you ain't do the pie right? Oh,
I prefer sweet potato pie or pear cobbler. Give me a pear cobbler all day, every day.
Oh, you better say that. And a lot of times, people don't know nothing about no pear cobbler. And that is my favorite.
That's my favorite.
I mean, my pie of choice, this is probably my European ancestry, but I fucks with cherry. I love a cherry pie. But if you come walking in the door with a pear cobbler, I'm not mad at you.
I would not let nobody touch that pear cobbler.
Now, you make it or you get it from somewhere?
No. I have a friend named Avi that makes it, but we got the rest. But she started making it when we all worked at Sweetie Pies together.
Ah, okay. And Sweetie Pies did have a good pear cobbler.
Yeah.
I will say that. But it's a spot that used to be out in Manhattan Beach. No, it wasn't Manhattan Beach. It was like Venice Beach, down over in that area. It was called Uncle Daryl's. They had a mean pear cobbler.
Really?
They moved to Carson, and now they make peach. I'm like, dude, that's what made y'all different. That's what made y'all, because you can't find a pear cobbler.
Right.
That, you know what I mean? That's what made them stand out. It made people like, oh, wait, what kind of pie you got? Now you got peach like everybody else. No. Who going over there for that?
I wish I could find somebody make a good, mean lemon meringue pie.
Y'all don't know about lemon meringue pie, because I will mess with that key lime. I'll get with a key lime pie.
I'd rather have a lemon meringue.
They're the same. In the whipped creamy aspect of it.
Yeah.
You are listening to the Comedy Convicts.
That's like burnt egg whites.
That's all it is.
Whipped burnt egg whites. Uh-huh. Exactly. See? You could get a whole bunch of sperm, whip it with some sugar, and then burn it on top, and you got you a lemon meringue pie.
No, but the lemon part got to be right, though, at the bottom.
Yeah, it's a texture thing. That is a texture
thing.
It's a certain way you got to do that. But, I mean, holiday pies are like, what's a chess pie? What's a chess?
I've never heard of that.
That's some Southern, y'all not familiar? It's that, and I thought you would know, because they would say like,
I know a shepherd's pie.
Yeah, no, not the shepherd's pie. That's shepherd's pie. Yeah. That's beef.
That's
that's from like Germany.
Yeah, that's meat. I never heard of chess pie.
Yeah, the chess pie, that's something from like Atlanta, down south. That's they do the chess pies, C-H-E-S-S. And it's almost like a cheesecake, like the texture of a cheesecake. But they call it chess. And I was like, I don't know what that is.
Never heard of it.
And I think I'm just too old to be experimenting. So
I'm going to have to ask. You're going to make me get the calling down south. Like, yo, what's a chess pie?
Yeah, find out what that is. Because I want to know what the ingredients is. What is it, you know?
A red man, a black man.
I've never seen it like two-tone, but I definitely seen it on a menu, and I was like,
What about back pie?
What is that?
Oh, y'all have a back pie?
The back pie?
Yeah, I got a back pie.
Is that like the...
Backstabbing pie?
Oh, is that... No, is that like with the crows in it?
With the knives going through it.
So it got the sharp blades? Cut your throat, cut your back. It go in sharp, come out sharper. So how does that one work in your system? Do you get diarrhea or it just cuts on the way out?
Man, it should cut slow.
What's that Asian torture? That thousand slits, you know what I'm talking about? Where they do them little slits, they cut your like your body, like with almost like paper cuts. It's like a thousand paper cuts on
and
your
paper
body.
Paper cuts hurt worse than anything.
Yeah, they do. I remember one time I was passing out paperwork. One of my teachers, she's like, hey, pass out these, it wasn't tests, but it was like assignments in class. And I had a whole stack of them like this. I got a paper cut on my eye. My eye started bleeding.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
'cause I ain't nobody
treat. I don't do paper. I'm scared. So I never helped out in class no more.
Cut
yeah, I was like, teacher, I'm no longer your helper. Mm-mm. You gotta find somebody else. I'll bring you an apple, but you gotta find somebody else to help you with the papers.
Ooh.
Man, but this holiday, I'm not getting a tree. I'm not putting up lights. I'm not doing nothing.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. This is the first time I bought a tree in years, but. I bought the
tree. A real tree?
No. It's fake, but it has everything on it. It has the lights and the bulbs when I bought it. I just bought it.
What you mean? You bought a tree fully decorated?
And the lights, I bought it right off the thing.
Was it a display?
It was a display, but they had a bunch of them, and I was like, you know what, I want that one. And the lady thought I was playing. I said, I'm dead ass serious. I said,
so you bought a display tree?
Yeah.
So, you take it apart and you use it for next year, or yeah, you throw it out?
No. I can buy a tree bag and put it in the tree. Put it in the bag and save it for next year.
Okay, but you don't take it apart. You just leave it and just protect it.
No, you take the top part off. Oh. And it still has the bottom piece, you know.
Yeah, see, and I thought about getting a fake tree and just, you know, doing something.
I don't like the real trees because they catch on fire. When the things fall off, they get to stick in your finger. Sticking in your foot.
It was the year Prince died. I got a purple. That was in 16.
I seen that. Speaking of that, trees.
I got the tree flocked in purple. Uh-huh. And I did all white lights. Uh-huh. And I put the star at the top, and it was Prince.
Oh, wow. I seen a LGB tree. It was all the colors of the rainbow. I took a picture of it because people probably weren't going
to
believe
me. I don't know about no fruity-ass tree like that. This is supposed to be like Jesus' birthday.
But they actually had it in... I was in Big Lots. We was in Big Lots.
Big Lots.
Yep.
That sounds like something.
We were out there in Northridge. And I told Shannon, I said, girl, come over here. They got a LGBT
I'm surprised you tree. Was even able to see it. Like, they wasn't sold out. It wasn't like just...
Well, that one was sitting on the stand. So I don't know if they had any more, if you could buy them or not. I just know it was sitting right there.
Wow. You Christian? Mm-hmm. Said you Christian? Mm-hmm. Okay, you guys are Christian. Got a question for you. How did Saint Nick take over Christmas, and that's supposed to be Jesus' birthday?
How
y'all let that happen?
So actually, that's not Jesus' birthday. Jesus was born during that time.
Right.
Around in that time. It necessarily born on Christmas Day.
Right.
Just in that area. But... since the holidays are commercialized and money, it's all about money, then they let him come in, you know? And so he took over.
But y'all don't feel offended? Y'all don't feel no certain kind of way? Because, I mean, even though biblically it's not like specifically that this is his birthday on the 25th of December, right. But this was what we were taught, though. This was Jesus' birthday.
Right, and they
still
that's
what I'm saying. How did that just go under the radar that, nope, now we're going to celebrate Saint Nick?
Because it's all about money. What way can we make money? We dress up this old fat white man with a beard and tell the kids that he's coming down the chimney. And so they, commercialized.
Most homes don't even have a chimney. You have a chimney?
Well, not now, but I did. Growing up, we had a chimney.
In the South, though, right?
No, I was from a small town called Detroit.
Oh, well, okay. did you grow up with a chimney? Like a fireplace and a chimney?
Oh, yeah.
So, see?
Okay. All right.
Even though he never came down the roof. You know, he never came down the chimney.
I mean, I ain't never seen no big, thick, wide chimney. Dude. Santa was always on the hefty side.
He was throwing the presents down the roof. I guess he was throwing them down the roof. He was throwing them down. He ain't come down there, so he just threw
Yeah, but every time I seen somebody's chimney around the winter time, it was smoke coming out. It was like they were using it. It was on fire. So if you throwing presents down there, you just adding to the fire. That don't make no sense. You going to throw your bag down there, or you going to dump the gifts down there? That's...
I remember when my oldest daughter was little, she said, Mama, why is Santa Claus white over there and he black over there? I was like, oh, shucks.
And that's another thing. One of those...
I wanted to send a reindeer that would stab him in his back.
Yeah, you know they did. They didn't let Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
They didn't let... No,
you.
Not
Saint Nick.
What's his name? What's the reindeer's name?
Vixen.
Yep. None of them was down with Rudolph.
Until his nose was lit up.
And why?
Get your nose so bright.
Why his nose lit up? He was drunk?
My sleigh tonight.
How did his nose get it lit up? he got a hold of Santa's
He had a USB cord.
He got a hold of Santa. What keep you warm? Whiskey or Ripple?
Brandy.
Brandy. Eggnog and brandy. That's what he got a hold of.
His nose would get red. No, somebody stabbed him in his nose.
And it was bleeding?
That's what happened. Stabbed
his nose. Rudolph had a rough time. Yeah. Rudolph had a rough life.
Rudolph ain't have a rough life. His life was okay.
They didn't let him play in any reindeer game. That's a part of a song.
He probably was messing up, though, because he was so young.
He was the youngest one? Mm-hmm. He was a baby or whatever?
Mm-hmm. You notice his antlers weren't even big or anything.
This is true. I remember. He was, I remember him stumbling. Like, he was still learning how to walk. It was something weird with Rudolph. But still, I feel like he got into some Jack Daniel or something. Because his nose was red. I mean, it was so red. It was like W.C. Fields.
Remember on the cartoon, his nose used to make noise when it lit up.
Yeah. Like it screwed on. So...
I tell you one thing I don't miss is the snow. Mm-mm. In New York, they had over 5 feet. I know I would have been lost in this snowstorm that they just had.
Detroit.
Detroit, we used to have snow. We had 22 inches of snow one
time. That's what I'm saying, Detroit. Mm-hmm. Girl. See, the beautiful thing about California, you want snow, you got to go to it. It don't come to you.
And that's Big Bear, right?
Yes.
Is that the only play?
Huh?
It's snow up north, though, right? Like Oakland and all that areas up there? I have to ask my cousins.
It will, but it's still not like you can't go to school and you shoveling snow off your... Nah, it's not like that.
What about Big Bear? Do it get like that?
You know what? I've been up to Big Bear a few times, and I was in shorts.
In the winter?
In the winter, in the snow.
Oh, that ain't no real snow.
That's what I'm saying.
That might be man-made snow.
It's real. It's real. Because when you get hit with one of them snowballs, it's real. It's legit.
Nah, get hit with a snowball with some ice in it.
That's some New York East Coast stuff. I don't play them games.
Them things have your face red. It have your back red.
I balled up some snow, and I threw it at my husband. And he tried to, like, run, and it hit him on the back of his, like, neck. And it went down his shirt. So he's jumping and, like, he caught the Holy Ghost. I never laughed so hard at anybody getting hit with a snowball. That was, like, my best memory. But we were in, like, Indiana, Ohio. We were somewhere like that. It was like, that was real snow.
Yeah.
And we pulled over to play in the snow a little bit. Then we got on.
That makes some angels.
Hell no. No.
We used to play football in the snow.
Don't nobody do that. I don't know no black people. You do that?
We do. Snow. We used to do that. Snow. Everybody did it. Growing up, we all did it.
You wetting all your clothes up on the back. I do not want my booty wet.
Girl, you got a snowsuit on.
Wet is wet.
You got a snowsuit on. You don't care about that when you just want to play in the snow. Like, have you ever caught a snowflake with your tongue?
Nah, man. Nah, that's some East Coast.
We used to break the icicles off the, hang out your bedroom and break the icicles off the house. And
oh, hell no.
We used to play football in the snow. Y'all making ices
and stuff out of Jesus's weather. No.
We used to play football in the snow. That was so much fun.
No, I'm a California girl. We ain't have all that.
No. Girl, please.
Wow.
Yeah, that used to be a fun. All right, everyone, that's our show for today. And we tell everybody where they can find you at.
Oh, Lady Tuesday. You can find me at on Instagram, Blue Widow, BLU.WIDOW. Yeah.
You're not on Twitter?
Nah. And people getting off of Twitter. Because they're having some issues.
Twitter just laid off 37,000 people.
No. No, but you can find my book, Comedians Laugh Be a Lady, on Amazon.
You can find me on Facebook, Big Said, Instagram, Said Ledet. But we'll see y'all next week.
That's it. Thank you for joining our show.
Thank you for joining the Comedy Convict Show today. We hope you had a good time. Be sure to join us next week for more unfiltered conversations.